But now we have yet another guest in the studio. The ever lovely, and a CPA, by the way. Yeah, you haven't heard about that. CPA means close personal acquaintance.
Okay.
Of mine.
I got new. I'm not a CPA.
Laura Corson, who runs the High and Mighty Training
Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's start with what that is.
All right.
Simple, straightforward.
Okay. All right. Well, there, High and Mighty started about 5-6 years ago, and we can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we ride and drive, carriage drive,
People
with special needs, both children and adults. We work with horses in equine assisted activities.
I was looking at your website, and you had the profiles of all the little horses. Horses.
Some big,
yeah.
Some very big.
You have quite a few. How many out there?
12.
12. I didn't realize you did carriage drives as well.
Yes.
That's for like people who couldn't possibly ride.
Ride,
yeah.
Yes, or people who may prefer to drive versus ride.
Mm-hmm.
But often it's a weight issue or it's a mobility issue. We have a carriage that you can roll into in your wheelchair and drive right from your wheelchair.
Wow.
So that's very...
I see. So you just kind of... Attach the wheelchair to the carriage. Wow, that's fantastic.
So,
and how many, is it a regular, are the people who sign up and come regularly, or is it a?
Most people come regularly.
Uh-huh.
They come on a once a week program. We do offer, special events where they may come just one time, or we have summer camps. I just finished a women's camp that we met every day this week. And so you may come just for a camp experience, but most people ride on a weekly basis.
Now I know that,
or drive.
Right. Even though you raised your family in Westchester, you're from, you're a cowgirl. You're cowgirl country.
Well,
sort of. No?
Sort of.
Aren't you from Kentucky?
No, I'm from Seattle.
Oh. Whoops.
I don't think Seattle's exactly
cowgirl.
But wait a minute. But my father's from Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
So, it's in the genes
there. I was close. Yeah, right.
Right.
So when did you get so interested in horses?
Actually, as a child.
Yeah.
In
Seattle.
And outside of Seattle.
Yeah.
So I had horses up until I moved to New York. And then I moved to New York and lived in the city
You got your farm here quite a while ago, right?
Yes. About 30. Well, High and Mighty about 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
We've been up here for 30 years.
Wow.
So
you were able to start riding again.
Yes.
And then what got you interested in this, the therapeutic use of riding?
It was actually, and I often do say this, it was actually through our children.
Mm-hmm.
They started volunteering at a program, and that really...
up here?
No, it was down in Westchester. Uh-huh. And that piqued my interest, and I really, really thought this was fabulous. And so after I started volunteering, and then I went for the certification and just studied more, and now I've been in the field for over 15 years.
How do people find you? I mean, do you get referrals from?
We get referrals both from social services, because we serve physically, socially, cognitively, emotionally, challenged people. So we get referrals from some of the different agencies locally. We get some from PTs. But most probably come from word of mouth, that someone...
Now, how do you determine what kind of disability... I mean, is there a specific disabilities that this works better for or with, or...
Good question. I mean,
it's my second of the day.
You got two today? Ella, you better snap it up. So it really started... I think really it goes back to the physical, and that was where it started primarily, was with in Europe with polio. And basically, if you look at a horse's movement and you look at their walk, they have this three-dimensional walk that very much mimics our walk. So if you have any kind of mobility balance issue, by sheer sitting upon a horse, you will gain all that, your pelvis is rotating, you're moving forward and back, your hip is rising, and then that trickles through your core, goes all the way up through. So for physically, like, it makes it's very beneficial. And then you have all the writing skills on top of that, where you have spatial awareness, you know, sequencing, crossing across your body, you know, all of that rich environment that's helping you physically. So that's kind of how it started. And then we went on from there and realized that, oh my goodness, there were so many other benefits that these people were gaining from that physical end of it, that, you know, it moved into the cognitive. We work with a lot of people with autism, and then it worked, you know, it became clear that people with any kind of stroke that was, you know, rehabbing out of stroke or TBIs or post-traumatic syndrome disorder, and, you know, there were just many other benefits that the environment, because it's so rich in...
Do autistic children or people have that kind of reaction that they have to music when they're on a horse? I mean, do they kind of like...
Not all. I mean, you know, and sometimes people think, oh, this is going to be the end all be all. Yeah. And for some, yes. And for others, no. But we've had, what we try to do is have whatever we do in the barn, and it really requires a team effort. We have lot volunteers, we have our horses, you know, we have our instructors, and we have our participants. And it is a team.
So the instructors are all certified in this?
They are in our program. Yeah. But
how many instructors do you have other than
three.
Yourself?
Oh, cool. So... But it is, if it wasn't for the volunteers and the whole group, you know, we could never do what we do, you know. And what else was I going to say?
Well, how do people contact you if they want to find out more about the program? I've looked at your website.
Through our website, you know, or through our phone number, you know.
Sure.
It's 518-672-4202. And our website is high-n-mighty.org.
And you have an event coming up.
We do. Tell us about your event. I know, there's so many events. Yeah. You know, everybody's going to have to be hopping around from each event. But we have what we call our main event, M-A-N-E.
Oh, get it, Ellen?
And
I do.
On the 11th. And it is, we are celebrating the power of the horse, which we feel is extremely
horse
powerful.
Power, that is.
She got one. So
Can't put it by her. No, you can't.
And it is from 10 to 3. And admission is free. So, but at the same time, it is our primary fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So you have many opportunities with delicious food, great silent auction. We have some incredibly talented volunteers who have made lots of horsey kinds of... I'll let you come and see.
No horse
believe.
Meat. No horse meat.
Oh, no.
I ate horse meat once. Sorry. Oh. No, I forgot you're a vegetarian, right?
That's right.
That was long ago. Long ago, and it was in another country.
That's right. But we have, it'll be a really wonderful event. And we probably a big draw is our pony rides, which really are not all pony, but because we only have two ponies. But we set it up a little bit like some of our program, in that we have obstacles and different sensory activities that as you ride, you get to experience. So we really are looking at sharing what we do. We're bringing out our therapeutic cart for our driving program that we fundraised for a past main event. And doing a demo of that, we'll be demonstrating what we do. We have our mini minions, which are the mini horses drill team, like the minions. So they'll be demonstrating. And
I thought it takes 10 to make a minion.
Well, it's not going to be Well, we could count 10 maybe by drivers and horses.
So, what is your veterans program like? I'm curious about that.
Well, I will tell you, our veterans program is only in the wish stage. We are offering it, we're advertising it, we are working to have it off the ground, but I would say it's not off the ground yet.
I see.
But there has been really fabulous programs across the country. And if you Google veterans program and equine activities, there have been many benefits, and it's been great for many vets. But we have yet to really get ours off the ground.
So I imagine a large part of your expense is just maintaining the horses, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's got to be.
You know. But really, in our population group, I would say at least 60% and maybe more are scholarshiped, and we offer lots of scholarships. Mm-hmm. We never want to say turn someone mm-hmm. away because of the financial end. So we are always, and that's why it became so imperative that we became a 501c3, so right. that we could fundraise sure. for that. And that's what a lot of Main Event provides for us.
When physical therapists send you people, is that ever covered by health plans?
You know what? Because we don't, only if we have a hippotherapist on board, which we don't. And mm-hmm. what we found, I just went through this with someone, is that we've ended up finding that most people, it's easier to pay not through, because the copay is the same as what we charge or more. so they go through all this rigmarole, and then it's like, oh.
And is this up and operating every day or 5 days a week? Or
6 days a week.
6 days a week.
6 days a week. So good, Monday through Saturday. Gosh. So, you know, in some capacity.
Well, you're amazing, Laura.
Thank you.
For doing this.
Well, it's only amazing because of all the people that come get behind it and work on it. And really, if you came and saw the volunteers and, you know, it makes the program.
Mm-hmm. You
know. And you're located in Ghent.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Right off the thruway, sort of.
So Taconic.
County Road 21C.
So if you go through Philmont, mm-hmm. if you go through Philmont, which is 217, 217 turns to 21C right under the Taconic, heading towards Harlemville. Mm-hmm. And we are right there.
Right there.
Take the Taconic either north or south, we are at the Philmont Harlemville exit. And mm-hmm. you take a right and you can't miss us.
You know, there's a lot going on this weekend, but surely.
Next weekend.
A lot going on then, too.
Right.
But
yes.
People can do more than one thing.
Absolutely. Well,
especially given the time of this one.
Yeah, from 10 to 3.
Yeah.
Right.
Plenty of time.
And I will tell you, we have probably the best. It's our food is all, we don't cater it, so that it's all profit in the sense for our fundraiser, and people make incredible food. We have really good food. So come
good.
For lunch.
Good to know.
Come for lunch, see a demonstration, look around, the horses are beautiful.
We're talking to Laura Corson, the director of the High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, an amazing spot in Ghent. And they're having their fundraiser on Saturday, July 11th, from 10 a.m. in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And there's lots of stuff to see and to get to see these beautiful horses. Horses are beautiful. They're amazing animals. They really are.
I know.
Have you ridden a horse, Ellen?
I was put on a horse once at a very young age and with no instruction or anything.
Yeah, a lot of people have that.
It was not a good experience.
Not a pretty picture.
I should go.
You
get
should
a therapeutic.
Come.
Yes, have you ever? Have you ever dealt with people who just have fear of horses?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Cool.
And wanted to be able to get
right.
over that.
Right.
And so we're a good place to do that. You know?
There you go, Ellen.
There you go. Or come for a drive.
You could feed a sugar cube.
They'd have to feed me a sugar cube or something before I could get on the horse, but I'm sure it would help.
Well, it's an amazing program.
Well, thank you.
Has Camp Hill ever been involved with it?
Some of the participants have come over.
Yeah,
you know, we have a couple from Triform.
Right, and, that's what I actually meant, Triform.
Right, Triform more so. But we have a pretty wide range of mm-hmm.
How many people, like on an average week, will come through?
I'd say about 40.
Wow.
You know, and then we'll have special groups come in. We have a group from Strides coming. We have a group from Foster Care coming with their families. That, mm-hmm. So we do a number of special groups. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we try to keep our barn doors always open to any
nice.
Group or person who could benefit from what we do. And
do people ever, is there much regular riding going on there in terms of people just?
No, no, you know, usually we'll send people to, because we're in a great community for wonderful barns and good programs and good trainers. And so, you know, we have our own niche that we try to keep it for.
Great.
But,
thank you.
It's a great
so
program.
Much.
And one more time, how do people contact, what's the online?
The online is you can always just Google High and Mighty.
High and Mighty. And
if you Google High and Mighty Therapeutic, you'll get it. The first High and Mighty will be a Mint store in London. And but if you do therapeutic, we'll pop right up.
Great. And I happen to know you can also make a donation at that website.
Yes.
And you can make donations in honor of specific horses.
That's right.
Ooh, nice.
So you
isn't
can,
that cool?
Right. That's right.
Very nice. Or you can sponsor a scholarship. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of donation opportunities there.
Great.
So
there you go. And the event, once again, is on Saturday, July 11th from 10 in the morning, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. out there right off the Taconic in Ghent or off of 217 if you're going east.
Yes.
And Laura Corson, thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
In. Oh,
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
This
it's
was fun.
You know, yeah.
This is great. All right. Well, have a good afternoon all.
You too.
Thanks, Laura.